This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week, we have different information on how to help the American Family Farmer. The American Family Tradition, if you will. Who are they? What are their problems? I guess I could say, I probably shouldn't say theirs. I should say ours. I apologize a bit. My voice, excuse me, is straining because of a little self-remedy that I came up with. It burned a little bit of a hole in my throat, it seems. So every once in a while I'll sound like I'm losing my voice, and I'm not really. It's just a little, there's a little gaff there. Apologize for that. The American Family Farmer podcast that you get every week by going to Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, starting, I think, next week, you'll be able to just go online to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and you'll be able to go look at the homepage and hit a button, and you'll be able to hear our podcasts, and they are collective. For example, there's one up there from Wes King, who shared the story with me, the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition, what they do to help you as a family farmer. A lot of rural communities are helped a lot by the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition. So you find out more about it at our podcast, The American Family Farmer. I'm going to meet Jesse LaFlemme, who is the CEO of Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs. This is a fascinating study into, again, a successful operation. How does it work? Why are they successful? I'm trying to present these stories so those of you who are discouraged by what's going on, you want some help, you want a solution to a problem, this fellow's got a great story to tell about his operation. One of the things that is in the news this week for farmers everywhere, the story from Arizona, you may have heard about this fellow, the rancher who has been fighting for years to retain sole use of his Bar 7 cattle brand. He was in court, Arizona Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, and he won. Court ruled the state does not have the legal right to let another cattle company use its brand on its cows. I can't even begin. This sounded like an old cowboy when I first read this, an old cowboy movie where the rustlers are coming in and they're trying to change the brand on the cows. This was a unanimous ruling from the state Supreme Court, and this thing has been apparently going on for a long time. The state violated the law that bars an identical cattle brand from being used by two ranchers. The rancher in question, David Stamba, was the... they not only did they award... They said, yeah, he was right, but they also paid his attorney's fees. 5 years in court. He has owned the Bar 7 brand since he was 10. Apparently he got it from a retired rancher who was friends with his family, and he bought it for $10 along with 10 cows. And now he has a big farm near the city of Elroy in Phoenix. Well, it's a little south of Phoenix, I think. He objected when the state allowed a big cattle company to use the identical brand on a different part of the cow. And this is a perfect example of why we do this radio program and how it happens not only in big ag, big business, but happens with big government as well. They weren't interested in this little guy. Screw you. Basically, that's what the state said. We got this big rancher here. He wants to use that brand, so go pound sand. And to his credit, Mr. Sambaugh stuck to his guns. He took him to court, and not only did he was vindicated, but the problem here for the people in Arizona is that they, as taxpayers, had to pay for this guy's legal expenses and all that time in court where the state was on the side of the big ag company. I wonder if the big ag company is going to reimburse the state for all the money that the state spent to basically defend this guy. There were two appeal court judges along the way. The department had the discretion, they said, to issue the brand because it was placed on the cow's left rib area and not in the same place where Sambaugh branded his cows, which was the left hip. You know, what kind of nonsense is that? And so that's why we have this program that aims to help family farmers, people in families that own agricultural businesses, and probably as important, if not more important, the people who use what we grow, what we raise, what we sell, the local boys. So with that in mind, if you are interested in eggs and good eggs, organic eggs, wait till you hear the story of Pete and Jerry's coming up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Pittsburgh seems to be the center of the robotics and self-driving car universe right now. Self-driving car companies are battling for talented robotics engineers in the city. Reports say that new robotics graduates can earn up to $200,000 a year. The trend started with Uber and now includes Argo AL, which is mostly owned by Ford. Recent reports indicate there are up to 2,000 people employed by self-driving car companies in Pittsburgh at this time. That number is growing as new autonomous companies announce plans to move to Pittsburgh. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
All right, 15 past the hour now. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jesse LaFlemme, who's the CEO of Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs. He took over the business from his parents, and I wonder, what stage of life were you in, Jesse? Thank you for joining us, by the way. What stage of life were you in when you decided to take over from your parents?
Well, thank you very much for having me. So, stage of life. Well, the farm was in a little bit of chaos and trouble when I first came back, which was literally the day after I graduated from college. There was no time to have fun and do anything else. It was time to get to work. So it was very much, small family farm at that point, really struggling to survive. And I was in taking care of hens, even helping to build a new barn was one of my first jobs. And things, slowly over time evolved and the business progressed. And probably, by my mid-20s, I would say I was really kind of starting to take control of the business and the farm and the finances and the marketing and sales and all those interesting elements. But with the growth we've experienced, it's been a constant change, and my role has changed, it seems like every year over the last 18 years.
The website is PeteAndJerry's.com. People confuse it with Ben and Jerry's. How often do you get that?
I think it happens every once in a while. It's not not from a brand standpoint, I suppose, not the worst thing in the world, because they certainly have a great reputation.
Yeah, they do. You have a 603 area code, so I'm going to guess you're in New Hampshire. Do I? I don't know where you are, but I probably should know where that area code is. A New Hampshire area code. Is that where you are?
We are, yeah. We are in northern New Hampshire, so northern Grafton County, not too far from the Canadian border, about 50 miles.
Ah, here it is, Monroe, New Hampshire, yeah. So with the weather being what it is, how much of a factor is that in your success or lack thereof? Because like any other animal operation, you're subject to the vagaries of the weather. What sort of special problems does that present?
Yeah, it's definitely, the coldest days of winter are a challenge, particularly since we like to have our hens outside of the barns, our barns and our family farmers' barns, as much as possible. So there's plenty of, the year, December into the early spring where that's not always possible. Mm-hmm. So the barns have to be well built, and they have to be built to accommodate the natural behaviors of our hens when they have to be inside, so that they they don't miss the free range and the pasture too much during the winter. And then there's always the joys of sub-zero temperatures that we see once in a while with equipment that doesn't work right and barn cleaners and trucks, brakes that lock up and so forth, employees and folks that can't get to work. The change of the seasons, you can't put a price on that. It's beautiful here.
I don't know. I'm down in Framingham, which is, as you may know, a little bit west of Boston, and I have a customer. I sell a lot of hay on my farm, and one of my customers is the Codman Community Farm, which is in Lincoln. The fellow who runs it is a guy named Pete. Well, he and his wife, Pete and Jens, and if you go on their website, they started doing what you're doing. They started their farm enterprise with another farm that was in the area, and then they got so big they wanted to be out on their own, and I think it's called Pete and Jen's Hens, if I'm not mistaken. And the reason I bring it up is because I was delivering a load of hay to him one day last week, and I noticed as I drove into the farm that his hens, he went to great lengths to explain to me the different types of hens. His hens growing, you're growing hens for meat, you grow chickens for eggs, and what happens to the chickens after they stop doing the eggs. But it's an organic thing, and he moves, and he's got about 10 or 15 acres, I think, of pasture, and he just, during the season, moves the fence around the pasture. Is that how you, if I were to drive by your farm in Monroe, New Hampshire, would I see that?
You see some of that, and we do, frankly, operate on a larger scale than it sounds like that operation is, and our family farms are on a larger scale to be able to reach more consumers.
Sure.
But it's really very similar concept where we're not necessarily moving the house in all instances, but there's pasture and range area, outside for the hens, and if it's overused, because hens do like to do that, then they're sort of excluded from it and given a new space, and that's all part of the Certified Humane program that we're part of that prescribes a minimum space for the hens outside, but it also, more importantly, prescribes how the range itself should look, that it has to be vegetated and healthy for the hens, and they have to be able to use it easily and so forth. So really kind of similar principles for the hen welfare.
I want to find out who decides all of this stuff. You're the one who's done the research. You're the one who's developed the farm. You've developed the process. And I'm betting you know more than the average duck, or maybe in this case the average chicken, as to what really constitutes an organic operation. So let's get to that in a moment. Jesse LaFlemme from Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Farmer, 24 minutes after the hour, and the American Family Farmer. The story of Pete and Jerry's organic eggs from northern New Hampshire. This story could fit in to most any part in our country. Maybe not out in the desert region, but where there's grass and the ability to have pasturing. This organization is certified, a certified organization. He got his wife involved, his children involved. You talk about your other farmers. How many different farms and farmers are involved in this effort with you?
Yeah, so we're currently partnered with about 130 family farms now in 13 states and growing. So it's they really are who we are and who what our brand is. I don't know if it would make sense to even step back and kind of give you a little history.
Yeah, I'd like that. Now, especially with what you just told us. Yes, please.
Okay, and it really kind of starts with, I guess, giving listeners an understanding of what the egg industry in the U.S. looks like, because most people don't even think about it, and it's sort of removed. But it's remarkably really one of the most consolidated and industrialized forms of agriculture there is. It's certainly animal agriculture. So there's about 300 million egg-laying hens in the U.S., which is more than that now. There's an egg-laying hen out there for just about everybody.
Everybody's got a hen.
Everybody's got a hen. And to talk about consolidation, the top 10 egg companies, I can't really call them farms, call them egg companies, control 50% of the market. And there's only 198 egg-producing companies in the entire country. And that number has just been on a sort of free-fall decline since the 80s and so forth. So, I mean, tremendous consolidation, one publicly
traded. That's going on in every business, and that's one of the reasons we do this program, because it affected agriculture and the American family farmer to a pretty negative degree for the last 10, 15 years anyway.
Exactly, and that's our story. So we were, my parents, as I was growing up, they were competing. They were very content being a family farm.
Yeah.
They were very good at it, very good at it. But they didn't want to be huge. They didn't want to manage staff. They didn't want to have a factory farm, and so they kept their size, their family farm operation. But they soon found themselves competing with two very large egg farms, one of them in Maine, particularly difficult character who's become sort of the poster child for bad agriculture.
Turner?
Turner, Maine, DaCosta, yeah.
Yeah, DaCosta, so he,
yeah. Sort of a legend in a bad way. So he was very predatory in his sales practices, and basically we lost our markets because he was going after them quite aggressively, and we were not able to sell all the eggs that we were producing. It got to a point where there were no markets available, and we were going to go out of business. But my parents had the foresight at that time, and I'll say the bravery as well, mm-hmm. And the philosophical alignment to try something new. They chose to convert our farm, or start converting our farm, I should say, to certified organic production, even before organic was part of USDA. So that provided a glimmer of hope, and many, many rough years around that because organic wasn't very popular at that time.
Yeah.
But it slowly started to grow, and I came back just a year or two after that conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Started taking care of hens and building barns and mm-hmm. selling eggs when I could.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a sec. Let me continue with you in a matter of moments here. We're having a conversation. And those of you who are looking for perhaps an expansion, maybe something else to do on your farm, this may be a little inspiration on how to do it right, though. Go to PeteAndJerry's.com. Jesse LaFlemme is with us at 28 past the hour. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride The Wave.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
A lot of guts. It takes a lot of guts to do what Jesse LaFlemme has done. If you're just joining us on the American Family Farmer, we're overviewing a very successful hen and organic egg operation, actually. You know, that's what I probably should do. We're telling stories about how this operation grew and how it can be an inspiration to you, whether you're in the egg business or whatever business you're in agriculture, sticking to your guns and having some courage, maybe a little balsam here and there goes a long way sometimes, especially when you're dealing with a bully like the guy in Turner, Maine. He's just a bully. And there are others around who are like that in every business, frankly. So the business about having laying hens, can you spend a little time, Jesse, explaining how you have three different types of hens, or do you just stick to the laying hens and you don't raise chickens for organic meat?
Currently, we actually just stick to the egg-laying hens, so we try to keep our focus on that, although it's always intriguing to think about maybe doing organic meat-producing hens under the brand as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with the hens when they're done laying? How long? Give us the life cycle of a chicken, an egg-laying hen.
Sure. So they're raised actually on another family farm or group of family farms, typically. First day of life on that farm, they start eating organic grain, and they're in that barn on that farm for the first 16 weeks of life, typically, which time they're growing pretty rapidly and almost to the point of maturity. They're then moved to the egg-laying barn, which is would either be our farm or one of our partner farms, family farms. Mm-hmm. You know, at that point, it's another month or so before, you know, they might start laying eggs, and they're learning. They're learning at that time. They're learning where the nests are, learning to be comfortable in their new hen house and environment. And they'll live there and lay eggs for about a year and a month to a year and 3 months. So at that time, you know, what happens as the hens age, they actually start laying fewer and fewer eggs, eating more and more grain, and the biggest issue is the quality of the eggs that they lay, the shell strength and you know, how the shell feels becomes lower and lower. So we have more and more broken eggs. We have eggs that consumers, you know, typically wouldn't like or might even reject towards the end of the hen's life. So at that point, we actually sell the old hens, which in our industry, if you will, they're called spent fowl. So they will be, in our case, transported to markets in New York City and New Jersey area where they're used for food or, you know, sometimes for to a processing plant for broth and stock and things like that. So it's, you know, we'd like to keep them longer. We wish we could keep them forever, but it, you know, it is just one of the realities of farming with animals. And we think, you know, that they certainly, it's a better fate than you know, a lot of the commercial caged egg laying hens see, where they're, you know, often gassed and landfilled or rendered. You know, ours are actually used for food, which we think is a really, you know, ultimately a good thing.
So, the difference between free-range chickens, this is maybe for the locavores more than the farmers. I hope most of the farmers know the difference between a free-range chicken and a cage free chicken, organic, and that, you know, the pasture. Well, there's different circumstances in which you can raise them. How does it affect the quality of the eggs and whether you can call them organic or not?
Yeah, there's actually becoming a huge difference between free-range and cage-free. I mean, organic, of course, is a layer on top of that, but well, your own state, Massachusetts, for example, has banned traditional cages, battery cages, by, I believe it's 2022. So the egg industry, those, you know, less than 200 companies are not sort of lying down on this. They are planning to respond and taking their cages out to put in cage-free. But what the systems that they'll put in are technically cage-free, but I can tell you it's nothing like what most consumers imagine when they hear the term cage-free. So these buildings are and these barns are absolutely massive, and they use these sort of platform systems called aviaries. They're almost like shelves. It's like a high-rise apartment for hens, and they're able to get there's one system being built in the Arizona desert that has 380,000 cage-free hens in each barn, and they're building 10 of them right next to each other. So basically, they found a way to, again, you know, satisfy the letter of the law, but, you know, it's not close to what a lot of consumers think of when they think of a term like cage-free. Very much a factory farm and very much an industrial system, sort of cages without cage fronts. So the contrast to that is what we do, which is certified humane free range. And these, our barns, our family farmers' barns, are very much like a traditional hen house that most people would imagine, with nests and watering and roosting and perching, and then openings, doors all the way down the barn where the hens are able to get outside quite easily, get outside and get onto a range pasture area, vegetated area, where the type A's are usually waiting at the doors when they open, and then go outside. And
type A chickens, I like that.
The type A chickens, they spend their days out there scratching around and doing what chickens love to do. So it's a very, very different scale.
So the public sort of gets it, or do you have you sell anything retail at your farm, or do you sell it all wholesale to stores and operations like that?
It's virtually all wholesale to major retailers, but we do have, you know, we do welcome, you know, visitors to the farm, and we sell some retail to local folks right here in the office. But the overwhelming majority is to large retailers and distributors at this time.
So how hard or easy was it for you to get capital to expand? Because you've had to have this kind of operation. You got trucks, you got employees, you got to buy stock and build or fix buildings. So how hard has it been, or has it been the government program? What do you do when you want to expand?
Sure. No, that has been a challenge, and over the years, fortunately, we've been able to stay, you know, profitable, varying degrees of, but we've been able to do that, and you know, our philosophy is, particularly out of our experience dealing with the large farm and Turners, is that we wanted to, whether we wanted to grow or not, and we did more or less, was that we had to grow, and we had to grow in a way that aligned with our values, which was, you know, really that we didn't want to build a factory farm. We were not going to have a factory organic farm. We were going to grow by partnering with family farms. Yeah. So for that very fact, our own capital needs are a little bit less because of these partnerships with other family farmers. I mean, they are brave sort of as well, and entrepreneurs and small business people, and you know, they're investing in their barns along with us, and we may provide the hands or be in partnership with them for the hands. So that's certainly a capital outlay that we take on, but we share the risk in a lot of ways, but it also defrays, you know, all the capital needs from us to us and the farmers. But we have had, you know, for our own needs, trucks, egg packaging equipment, you name it, all the things we need in a growing business, we have been able to work with Yankee Farm Credit, part of the farm credit system, over the years, and they've been quite open-minded to support a sort of alternative, non-traditional agriculture business like ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I just think you would tell your story as getting out of college, going back to the family farm, taking over that way. I'm going to bet if your parents were like most farmers, they had no debt. They didn't have any money. They got the land and the buildings and stuff, but they don't have any money, but they don't have any debt. So you, and then your father says, well, be careful. I mean, I can hear all those things. You probably have had that same experience as well. In a moment, I would like to talk to you about the regulators and whether there is any real value to some of these labels, organic especially. My feeling is that the government has basically screwed up the value of the term organic, but I want to hear that from you and find out what term is best. Is it local? Is it organic? Is it natural? What terms best sell the best eggs? As we continue our conversation with Jesse LaFlemme, 44 minutes after the hour, here's something for you to keep in mind. All farmers, people who are working hard, get up early in the morning, work all through the day, don't have much time to themselves, must have, in fact, a good night's rest. And the way to do that is to have My Pillows on your bed. My Pillows. Not My Pillows, but My Pillows. If you go to the website, which you will do if you take my advice, go to mypillow.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, it asks for a promo code. Put in DJV. That's DJV. And then you can buy the pillows that we have at 50% off the four-pack. You can look around and buy other things that have to do with getting a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code, though, DJV.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Here's some sobering news from the world of medicine. A practicing cardiologist who also teaches at one of the top medical schools in the country says that the type of medicine you receive is too often being dictated by fear rather than facts. The reason for this is the amount of time American physicians now spend defending themselves from lawsuits rather than tending to patients. Compare physicians in America with physicians in Europe, for example. According to a study by one of the leading survey research companies in the United States, 99% of American physicians in high-risk specialties will face a lawsuit at least once in their careers. In Europe, that number is only 20%. Let's be fair, there's no evidence that doctors in the U.S. are any worse than doctors in Europe. It's our legal system that allows this.
So doctors order more tests to cover themselves in case they're sued, and the cost of health care we all pay skyrockets. It doesn't need to be this way. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, so a few more minutes with Jesse LaFlemme. PeteAndJerry's.com is a place for you to go for the inspiration I've been talking to you about. So the food labeling regulations and the regulators that you have to deal with, are they doing their job? Are they messing things up? How do you feel you're progressing with or without their help?
Sure. So, you know, I will say, I mean, if you can know your local farmer and know their practices, that, you know, that's always the best.
Yeah.
Bet when you're buying food, but you really have to feel that you know what they're doing, and you know, just because it's local doesn't mean that it's necessarily pesticide free or herbicide free. That, you know, that's what you're concerned about. And I will say that organic, the USDA organic program, you know, is really quite strong in that sense, with rules around, you know, prohibited substances. I think the challenge that we're facing, quite frankly, right now with the organic, national organic program and the full disclosures that we're, you know, we're sort of supporting a lawsuit that the Organic Trade Association, large, you know, the industry trade group, is suing USDA national organic program right now over their unwillingness to implement animal welfare rules that have been actually put in place, and they're not running them through. And the end result for our world is that very, very large organic egg operations, and there's only a couple of them, one in Michigan and one in Kansas. The Michigan one has about 2 million organic hens and less than 20 acres, almost 200,000 hens per barn, two-story barns, and they have these tiny little porches where the hens might think about going out, certainly not all at the same time. And, you know, they're basically producing to what is currently the letter of the law, but certainly not the spirit. And it's not what consumers or even other organic egg producers intended for organic to look like. And it's just, you know, organic is such a large number of regulations that things have been overlooked. And this is one area that was overlooked. You know, it wasn't strengthened early enough, and it's been taken advantage of by very large agribusiness.
Right.
So this rule has put this, a grandfathering period, and it's basically going to prohibit these type of operations so that an organic farm will look like an organic farm.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of great information on the website, as I say, and the story of hand learning, the whole story. I found that very instructive as an example and inspiration. Thank you, Jesse, and continued success. Keep growing and doing it intelligently. Jesse LaFlemme, CEO of Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs in New Hampshire, here on the American Family Farmer.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors monitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
What are you made of? What's your farm life made? What's your life made of? A question that has value. Excuse me. I leave this portion of the program for a comment. And as many of you know who've been following this program, we've been doing this for 2.5 years now, you know that I am a cow guy. I'm a dairy guy. I raise replacement heifers, Jersey heifers now on my farm, and raise and distribute a lot of hay, work with local produce guy, a lot of corn and tomatoes and that sort of thing. So I have strong feelings about cows. I'm going to share some of those that I found actually in a book called The Secret Life of Cows right after this.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. This is a book that everybody who is on the farm ought to read and see. Not just on the farm, but it's written by a lady, an English lady named Rosamund Young.
telling the story about how in her rural life in Herefordshire, she would be greeted by a herd of cows, and she got to be, I guess, quote-unquote, friendly with them. She was a little afraid of them, a little put off. A lot of young children, I find that at my farm, they're put off, they scream, they say, the cow, oh, they're so big, and they don't really know what the cows are all about. So that's what education is about, especially in this era where nobody's really being, very few children are raised on the farm. My children tease sometimes their friends. My daughter went to school in England, as a matter of fact, and she used to drive around the countryside with her friends and throw open the window of the vehicle when they're driving by a farm and take in the breath, and the kids in the car would say, oh, that's a terrible smell. What is that? And Megan would say, that's manure. Doesn't it smell great? So anyway, the fast forward on this with cattle, I think this goes for more dairy cattle, frankly, than it does for beef cattle. Maybe that's because my experience is with dairy cattle. And as I read through this book, understanding the way cows produce. Matter of fact, I think I was talking about this in another adjunct earlier. The cows that are treated to music, cows that have names, cows that people pay attention to, and this brings us around to what goes on the small family farm versus what never goes on a factory farm. The cows are just ordnance. They're objects. They are not beings. They aren't taken care of. They are just there to get as much out of them as they can over whatever lifespan they have, and then they kill them. But this lady has tapped into something that I have always said, and people have thought I was crazy. That cows, I've had friendships with cows over the years. I grew up having friends. When I didn't have any people friends, the cows were my friends. And that's why I stopped eating meat, because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. But there is you see cows together, mothers, and in an operation like a dairy farm, you take the calves away from the mothers very early on. But if you are in other types of cattle operations, the mothers stay with their children, and they're less sociable because they're protecting their children. It's very interesting to see this. And it's not something you can really... People have tried it with bulls, and it doesn't really work. It's more apt to be that you can find this with heifers or cows, mature cows, that are on a dairy farm. That's where you find the friendship, the love, if you will, is an unconditional. I had a cow named Peaches for 23 years, and she would have followed me into the house if she could have gotten through the door. It was that kind of, and it was her, when she didn't get what she wanted, you knew it. So for those of you who just think cows are an object, and they're not really, they're not human, but they are alive, they have personalities, they feel, and this book kind of it puts a nice spin on it, called The Secret Life of Cows.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.